So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Just looking at my invisible watch, and we are over an hour. There's a clock there, I can't see, it's in reverse. We're about an hour late, but that's okay. We're in the middle of coronavirus right now, on week three. This is day 21 of being locked down, so if you're listening to a repeat, if you listen to this on a podcast at some point in the future, we've not left the house for 3 weeks. And it's sending us all a little bit crazy. My wife's working here in the kitchen. I'm doing some work in the front room. We have a five-year-old. There's some home teaching, not a huge amount. There's some home teaching going on. But I'm speaking to different people on a daily basis, and we're talking about mindset. I mean, this is the Mindset Hustle Show, so why not talk about it here? But specifically, the lockdown that we're going through right now is causing a few people a number of problems, myself included, by the way. The feeling that this is Groundhog Day, and it's the same day again and again and again, and then tomorrow's the same day, and then the next day is the same day. And this is the interesting thing, is that we're all living our own unique versions of our Groundhog Days. For us, it's Barbie, it's playing Barbies, it's doing jigsaw puzzles with a five-year-old, it's some teaching, we're doing little tasks and that kind of thing. So it's all very different. But if you're a single person, I was just reading this morning about a chap who committed suicide because of the loneliness. He was bipolar as well, but the loneliness was really getting to him, and so he's killed himself. And so we're having these different experiences. I was talking to a friend of mine, it's just him and his missus in a flat, and so they're having a vastly different experience than if you've got kids of whatever age that happens to be. So what can you do about it, and how do you survive these tough times? And it's also about not surviving these times, because all times are tough. We all go through stuff, even when the world is doing amazing and the financial markets were amazing, there's someone still going through a tough time, and it can go up and down. One day everything's going great, and the next day the whole world has collapsed. And so what can you do to get through these? And I can talk from experience here, of having gone through some really tough times, actually. And I know we've all have these tough times that we've experienced in our lives. But for me, it was to do with child abduction. It was to do with going to family court for 8 years. I spent so much time in court, so much money on family court. I've just been really traumatized through that entire process. Still to this day, my middle child, I don't speak to for 2 years. And my eldest, we've been in lockdown for 3 weeks. I've not spoken to her once. So I can tell you, having gone through that trauma 8 to 10 years ago, and we still went through that trauma up to about 2 years ago, I literally was in court every 90 days trying to get access to the kids, and it failed, by the way, just in case you wondered. The level of sexism, just the whole thing was just so one-sided against males. It was like, guys, if you're going through this, forget it, you ain't going to win. So how do you recover from that? How do you get through it? How do you get onto the other side? And you're going through trauma right now because you're stuck in your house, you've had your freedoms, your civil liberties have been removed, and that can be really traumatic too. Even going to the supermarket is traumatic because you're putting gloves on and hats and scarves and mouthpieces and goggles and whatever else you're putting on to try not to get, coronavirus. So this relinquishing of your freedoms is a traumatic experience, and people going through it at various times. But there's one thing that I can tell you that successful people that we call strong-minded, he's like mindset of steel, those people have got a mindset of steel because they've had trauma before, okay? So it's like a muscle. I'm doing that. I've got a muscle in my arms these days. But it's like a muscle. If I was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the way that we build the muscle up is that we tear the muscle. Okay, one of the reasons, a friend of mine was saying just yesterday, in fact, do you not get depressed looking at the numbers and looking at the news and looking at people still going around and pretending nothing's happening? I'm like, no, I don't get depressed about that at all. I've had far worse, far, far worse. There's very little that could happen in my life for me to go, oh my gosh, because we've had far, far worse. And so that is where the strong mindset comes from. And so right now, you've got an opportunity to build a strong mindset. And I know it doesn't feel like that because it's hard. You might be having, think about this. Your experience, and I might be speaking to some people who are having this experience, you've got a parent, or a parent who's a single parent with a three-year-old, That is really, really hard work. That is non-stop hard work. You don't get time off. And then, and then you might have somebody who is in an abusive relationship, male or female, by the way. One of the things that really annoys me, having been in a previous abusive relationship, is that all the literature is men abusing women, and I know that's not the case. So, but imagine that person being in that relationship. Now they have to stay home and they're being abused and the kids are watching that potentially. So tough times is what will build your resilience. And it's a crappy thing to say and it's a crappy thing to go through. But if you can get through this, what else can you get through next year, the year after, in 10 years and in 20 years? And I know that everybody has gone through some level of trauma. Usually it's a loss of a grandparent, sometimes it's loss of a parent, sometimes it's a divorce as a child that you've had to go through, so it's a loss of a relationship, it's a loss of a dog, it could be the loss of a limb, you could have had a life-changing accident. There's all these different things that people have had, but they, you know, they get through and they overcome it in some way, and they live a life that isn't dependent on what's happened to them in the past, because they've got their future life. And if you're in lockdown right now and you're struggling, this is what I would do. I would grab a piece of paper, I would grab a pen, and I would write down what you're looking forward to when the lockdown is lifted. I mean, I was sat back last night, I was going through all the chocolate. We just got a chocolate order on the way, by the way. We got loads of chocolate in, but you know, never have too much. I've got toothache, but you know what? I'll have chocolate through the toothache. Imagine having toothache during coronavirus. Even worse than this, by the way, one of the guys that works for me, Graham, who lives about 30 minutes away, he's just had his villa was flooded with sewage. Like, his front room was 3 feet full of sewage, okay? But imagine that, and he's in lockdown, and his fridge was off, and all the food that he's bought has gone off, and now he's struggling to get electricity back on. He's in some random flat in some random location with his family. But imagine that, you know? Just imagine that. It's just so difficult. But that trauma, and this is, it sounds awful, I know, but that trauma... And he's had previous traumas too, like we've all had previous traumas. But that trauma will build on him for the next trauma. And that trauma will build for the next trauma. And this is where we get resilience from. When people go, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you keep yourself together. I don't know how you can... Like, I flew for 4 years every 2 weekends back to the UK to go see my kids. And a friend of mine who was dealing with another guy who had to go from London up to Leeds to go see his kids. And he's like, oh, it's too much. I'm so tired, I'm not going to do it. It's like, dude, my mate flew from Spain to go do that. If he can do that, you can do that. Now, I'm not saying that we should compare, but what I'm saying is that trauma, everybody goes through it. And it's like this. So what? If you're going through trauma right now, so what? Who cares? Get through it, because on the other side of trauma is victory. On the other side of trauma is success. On the other side of trauma is everything we've ever wanted to have, be, and achieve. But the problem is most people are just not willing to overcome the trauma. They, in fact, avoid the trauma. They don't want any of that. I'm just checking if there's any comments, by the way. You happen to put comments down below. They want to ignore any trauma, any hardship. They don't want to go through any of that. Lockdown for 4 days, 4 weeks, oh, not me, I'm off to a pub. You're crazy. Lock yourself down. Find a way to make yourself tougher and stronger and write your goals down. Work out what it is that you want to achieve after this lockdown and start working your way towards that today. It may be you're a plumber. You can't go out and plumb right now unless it's emergencies, I'm guessing, but your business has stopped. And that's okay. It's trauma. And you're going to struggle, and you're going to suffer, and the whole family's going to suffer. And I'm not a religious by any stretch of imagination who believes that you have to struggle to get success, because I don't believe that at all. But what I do believe in is that if you are struggling and you get through that, so this is how we say it. If you're a level 2 person and a level 3 problem comes in, like, look at the balance here. You're a level 2 person, a level 3 problem. To solve the level 3 problem, you've got to be a level 4. Now you're a level 4 problem. I need to look down. Now you're a level 4 problem. You've got a level 4 problem. You've got to be a level 5 person. Then you get a level 6 problem. You've got to become a level 7 problem. I'm off the top of the camera there. But this is what happened. And you want to become You only get these experience points and go on to the next level if you've overcome the trauma that you're actually going through. Most people never want to overcome the trauma. So when I'm on trauma number 38, I'm on level 38, I've got all these other problems before me, and the other people are on level 2, and they've got a level 3 problem, and I'm level 38 looking at this level 3 problem, like, what the fuck is up with you? Just do this, this, and this, get it done. That's why I'm the coach, and these people aren't, and these people need the help. That's why we sell coaching. Because we've gone through these levels of trauma, all these levels of experience, and we've overcome this stuff, and we're in a position to go, okay, this is how you solve this problem. That's a level 3 problem, that's easy. Just do this, this, and this, solved. And we get a level 12 person with a level 12, 13 problem, they don't know how to solve it. We're at level 38, we'll just do this, this, and this, that'll solve that. And what's interesting is the level 12 person with a level 13 problem go, are you sure? Oh, I don't know, it sounds risky. And I'm like, dude, just do the bloody work, will you? Get it done. On the other side of trauma is success. But you've got to work through this, okay? You've got to put stuff in place. I'm having a bit of a down day today. I find it really hard. I've just an exhausting week. 21 days, there's no let up. We've got a 5-year-old, it's Barbie, and it's Paw Patrol, and it's education, and it's learning, and it's playing. And in between that, we're trying to put work, we're trying to make sure that the content company has enough income to pay the staff's wages, and all that stuff, you know? And it's almost like this. I know how difficult it can be, but I also know that on the other end, on the other side, once we're through this, having had that experience, boy, that experience is worth so much value. And you can call value money, you can call it experience, you can call it an improvement in relationship, you can call it an understanding that you don't want to be with a partner anymore. Like if you're in a 2-bed flat and it's you and your partner and you're arguing all the time, it's like, is that the right person even for you right now? Maybe, maybe not. 88 people in China came out of quarantine, by the way, and issued for divorce, filed for divorce straight away. But what I'm saying here is that you've got to go through this right now, and I know it's tough. But in the tough times is when you get the opportunity to develop your mindset to be strong, powerful. And if you kind of back down from the challenge, you're not going to get the learnings. This is a unique opportunity that we've got in our lifetime. It's pretty unique, right? It's very unique. It's a one-off learning. Most people are Netflixing and chilling, and Barbie and Paw Patrol. But most people are not doing this. Most people are avoiding the trauma. They're not going back to their business and rejigging the business plan and looking at what they can do next time to not get caught out, to improve the business, to make the business better. They're not doing that. They're just avoiding the whole trauma altogether. And I noticed something on, there's a call about banning alcohol, and people are crazy about banning alcohol. And someone's like, oh, my 5 o'clock booze is how I get through this. And I'm like, dude, you're having to rely on alcohol to get through this? You're missing out on a wonderful opportunity to build stamina, to build a level of attitude that you can't beat me. The only way you can beat me is to kill me. That's it. That is the only way that you can actually beat me. Everything else is irrelevant because I'm going forward whether you like it or not. And my mum's phoning. And actually, I'm done anyway, but I wanted to get that in a very small, succinct video so you can watch it again, you can listen to the podcast, and hopefully that's going to help you get through this bizarre time that we have to live in. Hope that's useful for you. We're live again on Monday. Who knows what time? I need to check on my wife's calendar because she has the camera. She goes live when she teaches. But we're live again on Monday. You can always catch the replays. You can always download the podcast. You can always go to the YouTube channel. It's all over there anyway. Other than that, stay safe, stay home. Hope you have a fabulous weekend. I think it's a weekend. And we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.